there's two different levels, you know. Uh-huh. We have a weather station that's mounted out in the tower. So if we get a gust of 40 miles an hour for 1 minute, the wind alarm will trip, and that tells our dispatchers to call the standby crew. And whether it's midnight on a Saturday or 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the crew will come out here and do what we call wind watch. And that is to keep an eye on the bridge, keep an eye on the draw span, and it creaks and it groans in the waves. Mm-hmm. And once you've been out there for an hour or two, or you know, for 5 or 6 wind events, you listen to the sound. And if you start picking up a new creak or a new clank or a new groan, you know something's going on.
Really?
Yeah. And of course, if we get 50 miles an hour sustained for 15 minutes, that's when we shut it down to traffic and we'll open a draw span. So the draw span, A, doesn't tear itself apart, and B, by opening the draw span, we have 2 independent bridges. And so that really helps it to move a little better.
Just gives it a little...
little wiggle room, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the event that we do shut it down to traffic because of the wind, before we put traffic back on it, we inspect every anchor cable, every bolted joint. It once the wind settles down and we can actually get the draw span back together, depending on how many people I can round up to get out here, it can take literally hours of inspection before we put traffic back on. Mm-hmm. And even then, once traffic is back on, there's follow-up inspections.
You know, the way you're describing it there, you know, standing and listening to the sounds of the bridge, it sounds kind of like you have an almost sort of intimate relationship with this inanimate structure. You know, you're listening to the way it's breathing and the way it's...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the crews that work out here, they know the bridge. Mm-hmm. Even without the wind, just traffic going across the draw span, you hear things clunk and you hear things move and you can feel the reaction. If you're out here... especially up on the third floor of the tower and the wind's blowing 40, 45, you will get your sea legs. You know, you can't feel any motion right now because the lake is so calm.
Yeah.
But during a windstorm, and especially with traffic on it, you can get your sea legs depending on how bad the wind's blowing.
So do you feel attached to a place like this? I mean, because this is going to be gone and replaced, and so it's...
You do feel a little bit of attachment, and some of it is good and you're going to miss it, and some of it's bad, and you're not going to miss it. I'm not a mariner or a navigator. I'm not going to miss the draw span one bit. That draw span requires a significant amount of care and feeding to keep it operational, and it's critical that we keep it operational, not just to accommodate marine vessels, but in the event we get that wind alarm in the middle of the night and we have to open it, we need to know that when we start pushing buttons, the bridge is going to open. Because if not, in a significant windstorm, the draw span will beat itself apart.